Welcome to the July 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. Mike, good to see you again this month.
Good to be here.
And well, let me give you just a little bit more here. Mike, coming up this month on the show, another potpourri show, but we've got a lot of different things to talk about. Before we get into that, the Mike Moore Show is brought to you by the Montgomery Agency of Huron, and we'll be hearing from Jim Thorpe and the gang as we go through the next 60 minutes, and of course a big thanks to them for sponsoring, being a part of the Mike Moore Show. Now, we're doing something extra special here for this edition of the show.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
All shows are special, though, right?
We have no idea if it works or not.
Aren't they? Are all our shows special?
You know, there's a couple I wouldn't mind sweeping under the couch on occasion. But what we're actually doing this time for the show, I don't know why my microphone is so loud all of a sudden, but what we're doing this month for the show is we're actually, and of course, if you're listening to us live, or listening to us, I should say, this morning, Saturday morning, we're actually taping this on Thursday morning, but we are live streaming over Facebook right now. So for those of you that are watching on Facebook, if you have questions for Mike, go ahead and put those questions down in the comments area, and if we get questions over the course of the program, we'll try to answer those questions as we go through. So as we're talking about stuff, if you have things you want to comment on, feel free to drop a question down, and we'll try to get to that. Now, normally, if you do have a question or have a complaint or a show topic, something that you want us to discuss on the Mike Moore Show, we encourage that. As we say every month, if you're new to the program, you know, this is a program for you. Mike, that's what you like about this program, right? Reaching out to the public. You're elected by the public. So this is your program, and we want input from you. You can email any of those items to news@kokk.com or message us at the Performance Radio News page on Facebook. You can tweet your questions to us at PR News Huron or at Zach Nelson Radio.
Or you can get a hold of me at the state's attorney's office in the courthouse, mmoore@bcsa.us, or on Twitter at Beadle County SA. So they can get a hold of us.
And Jessica actually commenting that she likes the idea of it's a weird concept. You're recording a program live that's going to play back later. So this, right, on Saturday morning, this might sound really, really bizarre, or I should say, right, it might sound bizarre this morning. You can say it.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on us today. We're recording a show and doing a show live. It's like two shows.
In addition to that, Mike, we've got a guest. We love to have guests on the program, and we've got a guest. Why don't you tell us about our guest this month?
We have my intern here with us, Courtney Beck. She's originally from Huron, graduated from Huron High School. I went on to college at USD, got her master's degree at USD, and then she made a really bad decision,
right,
and decided to go to law school. You know, so you know, so we won't hold that against her. But she just got done with her first year of law school. She's at Mitchell Hamlin,
okay,
University in the Twin Cities in St. Paul.
Sure, very
and
familiar.
She started here with us end of June, and I think she has another week or two left. And we appreciate the fact that she's hung on there for that 6 weeks. It's not been easy.
Your boss, Avi, your pseudo-boss, is actually here with you right now. What's the experience been like working under Mike's office?
It's been good. It's been interesting. Done a lot of different things. Gone out in the field and worked in the office. Been to a planning board meeting. It's been a lot of different experiences.
What is your favorite part? I mean, why did you want to get into the legal field?
Well, I really like the law because, especially with cases, it's all like a puzzle. You kind of have to look at what you got at hand and look at what the case law says and then see how you can fit it in there and make your argument for whichever direction you're going.
Has anything surprised you being able to sit in Mike's office, see how it actually works, you know, in reality versus in a book? And what sorts of things have either stood out or not stood out for you?
Well, what's been very surprising to me is I previously was at the judge's office in Duluth, so I had contact with a lot of attorneys, both prosecuting side and defense attorneys, and I've never quite seen an attorney who's had the public, he's been so accessible to have everyone come in and talk to them if they need to be, and that's been very wonderful to see.
I was going to say, what is your thought on that? Because, you know, so often there's this impression that you know, prosecutors, law enforcement are kind of, I don't want to say untouchable, but they seem kind of at times distanced from the public. And to be able to see the way that, you know, Mike can interact with me in the media, for example, and the people that have contact with the office.
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
I think I missed the question.
What was the question?
Can we just start over again? We'll just
we're live. We can't scratch that. But I think what he's getting at is, how has it been that we are more open to the public? You're dealing with the public on a daily basis. We have a lot of people coming in. I think Courtney was in charge of we had a juvenile case, and she had to deal with that. And my office reports that she really got upset and made the juvenile cry, but I don't know if that's actually true or not, but that was what was reported to me. She might want to comment on that. I don't know.
We'll say that was a bit of a stretch.
All right. So, Mike, when you've got somebody like Courtney in your office, what sorts of capacity are you allowed to let her? Obviously, it's in a learning role, but as far as, you know, going into court and taking that role of presenting to a judge, what sort of leeway is there? How much ability does she actually have to present?
Right. She, being a first-year law student going into her second year in our state, she's not allowed to appear in court or represent a person or basically talk in court. I have to sign everything. So if she came back, she would be able to do that. She'd be able to appear in court, handle a trial with supervision. But this year, she can do things in the office. Like she's done a lot of research. One of the things we're going to talk about why she's here today, other than for us to, I guess, pick on her, would be to, she's going to talk about Clean Slate Day. That's one thing that I task her with. She's kind of been in charge of that, trying to put that together. But she's done a lot of research, a lot of, I've had her do some motions. So she's got a kind of a variety of different experience. When I meet with people, victims or defendants or public members, I try to include her in that just to kind of give her an idea of what goes on. She attends court, so she observes what goes on in magistrate court, what goes on in arraignment court. She hasn't been able to see a jury trial. We haven't had one while she's been here, but she does help out a lot in doing those things, and she does pretty good work.
As we get into the show this month, as Mike mentioned, we are going to talk about Clean Slate Day, and in fact, going so far back as to look at my criminal history. We discussed that over lunch.
It was
today.
Lengthy, but we were able to look at that.
It was lengthy, he says. Good gracious.
Was it like 10 pages or...
I'm a hardened criminal. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what the Clean Slate Day is. I know we touched on it a little bit, but we're going to get some more details. It is coming up next month here. We'll be into August coming up next week. First day of August is Monday, and that is coming up on the 11th. So it'll about a week and a half out on that. We're going to talk a little bit here, of course, as we are recording the program today on Thursday. We're running a story today here at Performance Radio regarding a search for Rachel Sirix. You were kind enough to allow me to come out and observe that, and it's appreciated, by the way. We talk about the live streaming on Facebook of the program, and you know, a lot of people have grabbed onto that. We're going to talk a little bit about that search. What we can, obviously, and of course, as we always mention, on things that are active, we are limited in what Mike may be able to comment on because they are active investigations, but we'll talk a little bit about that search. Also, I mean, there's so many things going on right now in the legal world, Mike. We may touch on a little bit the decision to drop the charges against the police officers out in Baltimore, and I know the prosecutor out there, Marilyn Mosby, made some very, very strong statements the other day. Those are the statements that I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get into the program this month, but you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. Obviously, we'll try to, as we get into the next segment, or at least segments in the program, updates on some of the current cases that are going on, and much more. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show. It is the July 2016 edition. It is brought to you by the Montgomery Agency of Huron on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.